Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Today's show, joint pain, arthritis, inflammation, what to do about it. Now, I've done this show about four times over 5 years, but every time I do it, I cover a different angle. So if you're new to the show, make sure you get on the website. That's straighttalk.cc. That's with two T's, .cc, not .com. And take a look at my other shows on arthritis, joint pain, and what you can do about it. Can't cover it in 60 minutes. Now, if you're on the website, fantastic. What I want to start with today is the anatomy of the joint. If you get this down, you've got a basic understanding, and then we can work with it, and you can see what you can do about the joint pain you lived with for a long time. Now, one of my degrees is in chiropractic. And chiropractic taught me to adjust the joint. And for as much as I saw that work sometimes, there were far, far too many times that I didn't see it work too well. So I got into nutrition. And nutrition taught me that that would solve the problem. I got into massage therapy very intensely, and it taught me that that would solve the problem. But when I really looked at the results, what I saw usually is that these single-shot therapies went so far, but they never really eliminated the problem. And this is what I think large-scale America faces today, if not everybody else in the world. The notion that if you're not going to do drugs and you're not going to do surgery, there's this thing looming called alternative approaches. And you go to your chiropractor, you go to your acupuncturist, you try your herbalist. People love to do that. It's all great. But if you're the person that it hasn't worked for, you got to shift your perspective. And that's why I do this show. Not so much to endorse an herb or sell an herb or tell you that you have to do a one-shot therapy, that you need to go to this place. We've got tons of that. I think we do a great job of one-shot approaches, and hopefully they work. But I think, for the most part, in my experience over two decades, you've got to get a deeper understanding because your solution is specific to you. And the jump is that you need a combination of therapies, which doesn't mean you just throw a hodgepodge of therapies at it. So I want to make that point clear. To say that a one-shot approach, however optimistic we may be, for many people may require multiple approaches, it doesn't mean you just throw a bunch of things at it. There's an art to it, and that art depends on understanding your specificity. And that's a trial and error thing. So one person may need to stretch and cleanse and get cross-fibered. Another person may need to release emotions in a joint. That you can hold emotions in a joint, a hip, a knee, a neck, a spine, is new to a lot of people. And if it's not new, it may not be your cause. You may not hold emotion in a joint. You may simply need to dissolve crystals using certain types of herbs that will break up precipitate deposits in the joints. So everybody's different is the point. Everybody's going to have a different sequence to success. Now, what does that mean to you, John Q. Public? Well, it means you've got to have some more understanding. And that's why I do this show. That's why I have archives that you can get on and listen to the show again and again. And I structure this show that way because I know for you to be successful, you have to be the high information voter, not the low information voter. You can't do this on Cliff Notes. Many of you are not going to succeed doing the Cliff Note approach. So let's begin. Let's go to the joint. if you're driving, you can't get on the website, or if you can't get on the website for whatever reason, I'll describe as best I can. For those of you who can, please indulge the website. The pictures tell so much. Here's the anatomy of a joint. Two bones meet. That's a joint. Two bones meet. You got your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, your knee, all the joints in your spine, where two joints come together. When those two joints come together, nature put shiny cartilage layers on the end of each joint. And the purpose of the cartilage is to cushion the joint. The purpose of the cartilage is to allow the joint surfaces to glide over each other. But it's not all. In between the joint is a fluid. And that fluid's called synovial fluid. So where your bone meets bone is coated with cartilage. Yeah, later that cartilage may break down. That's a form of arthritis. But in that joint there is a lot of fluid, synovial fluid. So basically, where two bones meet, you were floating in fluid. That fluid is in a sac. That fluid has a saran wrap around it. That's called the joint capsule. So two bones meet, we have a joint. Paint on some cartilage at the end of each bone. Inject some fluid in there and then wrap that fluid so it doesn't leak out in a sac called the synovial sheath. Encapsulating the synovial fluid, encapsulating the space where the two bones meet, and then paint on some cartilage, shiny, glistening cartilage. Anybody that eats chicken knows what I'm talking about, right? When you take apart a chicken bone, everyone's done that. That shiny stuff on the end of the bone is cartilage. Okay, perfect. Now, next thing, we're going to put some connective tissue on those two bones. When what connective tissue, I mean, we're going to put ligaments. Anatomy 101. Ligaments tie the bone to the bone. Yes, you can tear a ligament. You can sprain a ligament. And then we're going to ice the cake with tendons. A tendon connects the muscles to the bones. And you know what tendons are, down by the ankle in the back, the Achilles tendon. Behind your knee, if you put your fingers behind your knee, those things that stick out are your tendons. We've got these sinewy, rope-like tendons all over the body where joints are, where bone meet bone. We have muscles attached in there. And we attach the muscle through the tendon. And when you contract the muscle, the tendon pulls the bone, and then the bone moves the way you want it to. That's how you walk. That's how you jump, run, write. Anytime you're locomoting, anytime you're moving, rest assured, muscles are contracting, tendons are pulling bone, and those bones have to glide in the joint. Perfect. All right, you can reflect on that. If you got that, you got a lot. Now, where do we go from there? Well, we go to degeneration. That's the issue. Lots of things can go wrong, and when they go wrong, we call it joint pain, and we call it arthritis, we call it osteoarthritis, we call it rheumatoid or an autoimmune arthritis or a psoriatic arthritis. Anytime something's cockamamie in the joint space, we give it a name. Usually, and this is what you don't know, the solutions all come down to the same basic things. But we like to do what we like to do, which is paint on fancy names. And there's a relevance and an importance to that. So I'm not knocking it. But what it does often is it masks solutions. That osteoarthritis is so different than rheumatoid arthritis. Well, it is. But really, in the end, you're doing about the same things for it. So everything's the same for everybody. No, the sequence in which John Smith will solve his osteoarthritis, and Mary Kay will solve hers. That sequence of therapies are different. That's how you differ. It's not so much that the causes are different. It's how you get to the solutions. That'll become clear, hopefully, by the end of the show. As always, I want to tell you that how you approach your healing is as important as the healing itself. It is the healing. Your understanding, your perspective, your patience, that is the healing. It's not so much the enemy, it's the attitude of the person that's slaying the dragon. And that's where education comes in handy. I had a new intro on the show today. I love this new intro. I talk about faith. Faith. And then I talk about knowledge. And if you're going to sustain your faith, well, very often you need to rely on the knowledge. Knowledge grows faith. And that's the intellectual part. The righteous intellectual part is to learn more. Some people don't have to. Some people, it's interesting, they don't have to know a darn thing about their bodies to heal. They just don't. Every now and then I see someone like that. You just tell them what to do, and they go out and do it like it's gospel, and they come back happy. Not many people are like that, especially today. We have a techno-intellectual, educated American society that are only half educated. And I think a little education is dangerous in the sense I'm using it, because it doesn't grow faith. Education is supposed to grow faith, not skepticism. So a lot of people who are sick, a lot of people who suffer with joint pain are skeptical, analytical, to the point of detriment. Well, that could have something to do with what we call education. I do this show to give you the education that grows faith. And I've covered this topic in many ways. All right, let's continue. So you've got the anatomy of the joint. Perfect. Now, what happens? Here's a principle. Those of you doctors listening to the show or therapists, get this one straight. There's a principle here you have to understand. You cannot get to the joint if the muscles guarding the joint do not allow the person to isolate the joint. Big words for, if you got pain in the knee, and that pain is arthritic, meaning the joint's broken down, we'll define that loosely that way now. If you got pain in the knee, and that knee's all broken down, and it's arthritic, the muscles around the knee are so tight that you cannot get the therapy to the knee. It doesn't matter if it's nutritional. It doesn't matter if it's physical therapy. It's very difficult to affect the joint when the joint's broken down, and it's caused the muscles around it to get too tight. Now, in my language, over 20 years, doing, I think, just about everything there is to do on joints, I can tell you what I just said is gold. That's something anybody listening has to take to the bank. And what that means is, to expect an arthritis to clear out of a joint, to expect someone who's been diagnosed with an osteoarthritis, to expect someone who has a real health concern about their joint to help that joint, to help it dramatically. So I'm not talking about the tidbit of help we get from an aspirin or an herb. I'm talking about to really make that joint healthy again. You have to be able to isolate the joint. The herbs have to get to the joint and drain the joint. The joint has to be in an ecosystem that allows the garbage, the noxious crystals that have precipitated in the joint, to drain away from the joint. If you're getting physical therapy, massage therapy, stretch therapy, muscular therapy into the joint, the muscles around the joint have to be lengthened enough to where you can affect the joint. Now, this is a radio show and not a seminar, so it may be a little tougher to get it more clear in your mind. But I just want you to consider, I'll take the knee as an example. So many people have knee pain, but this applies to the shoulder, to the neck, to the low back, to the ankle, to the elbow. It doesn't matter. If you've got knee pain and I say, okay, bend down and touch your toes, and your fingers, the tips of your fingers are 6-8 inches from the floor, you're never going to get to the knee joint. If somebody's got knee pain and their thighs are in such gross contracture that they can't even sit in a kneeling position because it kills the top of their foot, or their thigh screams because...